Shalom everyone, welcome to Parashat Balak. This portion is different. It's different because of many reasons, but I want to point out the most important thing to realize. Imagine you are an Israelite walking and dwelling in the desert in that time of Balak and Bilam, of this week portion, and you're living your life. Where will you encounter Balak and Bilam in your life? The answer is never. Think about it. This is a story that tells a story about something that happens in the back. The people of Israel live their life, and there's a story about this nation and this group and this prophet who wants to curse the people of Israel. He's trying to go to different places and curse them, but really, in reality, it does nothing to them. And more than that, if you will ask them live on the spot, have you heard of the horrible story of Bilam? They would probably say, who knows them? There's a guy walking on the mountains. We never saw him. We never encountered him. He has no relevance to our life. And yet, this week portion made it into the Torah. It's not a side story. It's such an important story that our sages almost thought of reading a portion of it, a part of it, every day, twice a day, part of Kriyat Shema. With the Shema Yisrael that we say in the morning and in the evening, the idea said, maybe we'll put something inside of it from this week portion. Because this portion talks about how God prevails and guards Israel, even in the back stories that you would never encounter. Surely it's easy to see a miracle in how God guides the people in front of their eyes. But when you understand that what happens in front is only one scene, there's also a backstory of people that are scheming and trying to manipulate Israel, and God guards them. The people of Israel are walking in the desert, winning a strike of wars, and the nation understand of Moab that we need to curse the people. And they bring a prophet that looks at them, and God is able to swipe and change everything and brings it into a blessing. The curses that were made on that day showcase the real essence of the blessing of Israel. Because we know that the things that were said there made it to the go. And the verse that I want to talk about today is the verse of the third period of the curse. Matovu o'alecha Yaakov mishkenotecha Israel. Oh, what nice are your tents, O Jacob, and your dwellings of Israel. At that verse, many secrets and many insights. And the truth is that we say this verse every day in the morning prayer. What was it so important about the dwells and the tents of Israel? Rashi explained to us, the basic commentary explains to us that what Bilam saw were the tents of how Israel was organized. Tents in a square. And he saw that the faces, the entrance of the tents, weren't facing one another. Meaning there was privacy. You entered your home, not in front of somebody else, and somebody couldn't just open his door and see your entrance, your tent. Number one, modesty. The secret sauce and what makes Israel, the people of Israel, different is the number one thing that we are focusing on, modesty. Or in the desert, we tried. In the desert, it makes sense when you don't live at your own place that things are going to be mixed. Oh, you are here, my kid goes there. It's all one big thing. And when you get this mixture in, you might enter places of modesty. This is a value, and this is a lesson to learn. Every family to its own. The sanctions of Israel and the family is one of the most important things. The Jewish family, it's like one of the basic things when you think about Judaism. How important it is to keep the power and the strength of the family inside. Be aware of what comes from the outside. Be aware of how much you invest inside the family. It's a well-known thing. Jewish families, the value of a Jewish family was the one and most important thing that kept the nation going. Even in the darkest time, there was something that puts all the family together. May it be the Shabbat table, where once a week we have an opportunity to sit with our children, be with our family. It's something that does not happen in the Western societies. When you're allowed and you have quiet time, no phones, no distractions, only you and your family, because families do matter. They matter the most. So the first thing he saw were the dwelling and the tents of Israel, and he saw how people are acting in their family in modesty, in purity. The second is the word tents was in plural, o alecha, two tents. Commentaries explain tents for men and tents for women. The other thing that people of Israel are really aware of is the fact that men and women sometimes don't mix. When they're married, when there's a family, blessing, go for it. But when you are single and when you don't need to be with somebody that's not in your gender, we see the world today and the mixture and the dismodesty and how people get confused. But there's man and there's woman. And it's connected to the modesty in your home and who are you dwelling and who are your friends and who are you hanging out with. And it's also true about understanding the different genders and the different qualities and the strength of men and women. But also the word tent, number three, represents learning the Torah. How do we know that? We learned it in the past. Jacob was a righteous man sitting in tents, dwelling in tents. And in Joshua it says that he was a boy sitting always on the tent. The tent was always representing learning, learning Torah, more specific. Bilam saw that this nation dedicates so much time to learning. Learning is something that hard to explain. Sometimes learning is faced as a waste of time. Okay, you get it already. Why do you need to waste so much time on learning? The Jewish value of learning means that people need to learn all their life. Even the biggest rabbis in Israel are called Talmid Chacham, a smart pupil, a student. We are always in the mode of learning. We know how much Israel is facing right now with people who are facing this and say we need to learn Torah. The Jewish history is filled with righteous people that spend their days and their nights in learning and learning and learning. There is no beginning and no end to the extent of how much can be learned. When Bilam sees that, and he wants to curse all of that. He wants to curse the family values. He wants to curse the gender value. He wants to curse that people are learning. And all of it becomes and flips into a blessing. This is why we're saying it in the morning. Matovu alecha Yaakov. The first thing the Jewish people are doing is they face their God. They leave their home and their family and they go and connect with God. Men for themselves, women for themselves. Starting the day with prayer, with learning. These are the values and the secret sauce of the people of Israel. This is why it's so important to put this portion in the Torah. It wasn't a side story. It was a story of somebody from the outside looking in and understanding if this nation will continue to do those values and to live according to them, nobody can defeat them. Nobody can change their world. And Bilam at that moment cursed us. But what he really did was bless us that we took these values and we continued them until now and forever. Shabbat Shalom.